Blog Talk Radio.
Let prayer work. Keep praying.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, glory. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name, because he's worthy. Ah, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name for his goodness. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless his holy name. Oh, that name above every name. Hallelujah. At that name, hallelujah, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, ha, that he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord all by himself. And I bless his holy name. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one of you tonight, Lord God. Blessings. Hallelujah. I just speak blessings among you and your family. Thank you. Thank you for coming on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Like I said, you could be doing anything. Hallelujah. But you came. Hallelujah. You came to hear what does the Lord. And I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. My name is Amanda Rice, and I'm here with my husband, Reverend Leroy Rice, and we just give God all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, because we know, hallelujah, we know without him we can't do nothing, hallelujah, apart from him. What the word say? Apart from him, we can't do anything apart from him, hallelujah, apart from him, we can't do anything, because, hallelujah, he is the true vine, hallelujah. He is the true vine, and we are his branches, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he abides in us, and we abide in him, hallelujah. We produce much fruit, hallelujah. We produce mighty fruit, hallelujah. We produce good fruit, hallelujah. And I just thank him right now. I thank him for his mighty works, hallelujah. I thank him, hallelujah, for his miracles, hallelujah. I thank him because he's a good God. He is our shepherd, hallelujah. He is our shepherd. We shall not want. Through him we have everything we need. Through him we have everything we need. And through him we have everything because of him. Hallelujah. I thank him, ha, for being my good shepherd. Hallelujah. I thank him for being my refuge. I thank him for being my fortress. I thank him. Hallelujah. And because of that, I put my trust. I put my trust in the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I put my trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. For being with me, for being with us always, hallelujah, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Oh, what a good God that is. What a good God that is. What a good God that is. And I just thank him. I 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 thank him. Hallelujah. We just can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. You just can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. Because you think about, hallelujah, Shandaya. You think about, hallelujah, from where he brought you from. Hallelujah. Oh, my heart, my mind, my body. Just magnify him, hallelujah. Just magnify the Lord, hallelujah. Just magnify him, ha, glory. He, la, 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 hallelujah. He, oh, when I think about, hallelujah. Oh, what he brought you through, what he brought me through, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just can't get enough. Hallelujah. You just can't get enough. You can't get enough of his love. You can't get enough of his goodness. You can't get enough of his presence. You can't get enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't get enough of him, Lord God. And I thank you. I thank him right now. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him, for he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Time we're going to sing a song. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to treat it. Be by you right. I'm gonna treat every body right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. Until I die. Until I die.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Will you trust? Hallelujah. Will you trust, will you trust in the Lord, hallelujah. Will you put all your trust in the Lord, hallelujah. Put all your trust in him, hallelujah. Oh, my God, will you believe in him, trust in him, hallelujah. Enough to give him your life, hallelujah. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Hallelujah. Will you trust? Hallelujah. Will you put your trust in the Lord? Hallelujah. Will you lay at his feet? Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I trust you with everything in me. I trust you with everything in me, Lord Jesus. I trust you with my whole heart, with my whole mind, my body, my soul. Hallelujah. I will trust, hallelujah, I will trust in the Lord, and lean not on your own understanding, hallelujah, but he will lead you, he will guide you, hallelujah. Just put your trust in him, hallelujah. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, hallelujah. Stay focused, stay straight on the Lord, your mind on the Lord, your thoughts on the Lord, hallelujah. And trust, hallelujah, trust, hallelujah, trust that he will bring you out, hallelujah, trust that he will bring you through, hallelujah, trust, hallelujah, you may go through the fire right. prayer, hallelujah, that you will come out like gold, hallelujah. Will you trust, hallelujah, in the Lord? My God, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, trust, hallelujah, trust in the Lord, hallelujah, with all that's within you. Give him all your trust. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct your path. Hallelujah. Because if you let him direct your path, oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You might go through little bumps, hallelujah, heels and everything. But oh my God, he's with you. He's there with you. He is there with you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. He is there with you. Hallelujah. Oh, he is there with you. Hallelujah. He will be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go through your trial, when you go through your tribulations, but still keep trusting. Still keep believing. Hallelujah. Still keep leaning. Hallelujah. Still keep leaning. Hallelujah. Still keep leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, right now. Haya. Oh, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your mighty name. 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 Oh, and we bless your name. 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 Father God, hallelujah. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for another day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, how you protected us all through the night, Lord God, and woke us up and started us on our way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood, that blood, that blood. That blood that washes away all our sins, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we know without you, Lord God, we can't do anything. We can't do nothing, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can't walk without you, Lord God. We can't talk without you, Lord God. We can't do anything, Lord God, because you are our everything, Lord Jesus. You are our everything, and we love you, Lord God. We love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. We love you, Lord Jesus. And right now, as the word comes forth, Lord God, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, let the word go forth. Hallelujah. Let the word go forth to each and every ear. Hallelujah. Let the word go forth to each and every heart. Hallelujah. Let the word go forth to each and every spirit. Hallelujah. Let the word go forth. Hallelujah. Let the word go forth. Hallelujah. And anybody, hallelujah, that may say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them hear the word. Thus says the Lord. And we thank you. Use Reverend Rice right now, Holy Spirit. Use him in a mighty way. Use him, hallelujah. Use his lips. Use his tongue. Use his mouth. Use his heart. Use his mind. Use his spirit, Lord God, to bring forth your word. To bring forth your word. To bring forth your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just have your way, Holy Spirit. We just get out the way. We just get out the way and let you come in and just have your way to do what you do best. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Hold to his hands, God's unchanging hands. Hold to his hands, God's unchanging hands. I'm gonna build my hope on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. We got to hold to God's unchanging in hand.
Yes, Lord.
Giving honor.
Yes,
to
Lord.
God, who is,
yes,
the
Lord,
head of my life.
Yes.
One that woke me up this morning. It wasn't my alarm clock. It was God's grace and God's mercy that shook me awoke this morning. I come bringing greetings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that sits high and the one that looks low, the one that rules heaven and also rules earth. He is so good, you know, because his goodness is overwhelming, because we are still in the land of the living. We are still clothed in our right mind. We still have the access to our limbs. We are still doing, and he is looking down on us, and guiding us and preparing us for a time that he's going to come back looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. He is who he says he is. He's God all by himself. He don't need us, but we need him. I want to thank Apostle right now for allowing this session of the station to continue on, moving on. Where man tries to stop God's progress, man can't stop God, because God is God all by himself. God don't need us, but we need him.
Mm-hmm.
God can move things out of our way. When things gets in our way and it seems like things don't want to do right, want to mess up and mess with God's a program, God got away with these here people. He can pick these here people and put them aside and put them in order, because God can do anything but fail.
Yeah.
And right now, as the radio station go on, I'm not worried about the radio station. I'm worried about who is in charge of this radio station. God is in charge of everything. Man just do the progress, just stands in and do what God asks him to do. But we don't have the authority to be able to control anything, because God is in control of everything. I'm not preaching now. This is just my introduction. I haven't even got started yet. I'm going to let God have his way, because some kind of way in this world that we are living in, man got his a way of doing things, and seems like to me man tries to have his way, but it's not our way, it's God's way, that it will come together and be a unity. Everybody will be on one accord when God steps in. And God is going to step now, because God is not behind. And he, sometimes you might not see him out front, but he is behind the scene. God knows what's going on. God knows what's going on. We can't keep on putting God last. We got to put God first in all that we do. Come down and go with me. I'm going to be coming out of the book of Proverbs. And as I said, I'm going to let God have his way with me. The book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And I'm going to be using the 5th through the 14th verse. And the main verses I'm going to be looking at here is the 5th through the 6th verse. And it reads as the following. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart
and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I'm going to use for a subject here, I am trusting in the Lord. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, we come now leaning not on our own understanding. Come now acknowledging you, knowing that you will direct our path. Lord, right now, as I began to look into your word, to preach and to teach your word to these your people, I pray, O Lord, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to fall fresh, not just on me, but on them. Walk with us now, Lord, as we walk through these your scriptures. Guide my eyes and my hands and guide my mind so that my mind will match up with your mind, so that what I speak here right now, that it be you speaking through me. Catch me right now, Lord Jesus, with that call from the altar. Let your Holy Spirit rest and rule and abide within me. Lord, right now, and I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Touch them right now if they need a touch from you. Lead them right now in the plain path of your righteousness. Guide them right now. Lift them up where they have fallen down by the wayside. Let them, Lord, see you in the land of the living. Now, Lord, as I begin to go, I go, Lord, to preach and teach your word. I want to thank you, Lord, that you would hide me now behind this secret desk. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. Before I go any further, I want to thank my wife Amanda for opening up and allowing God to use her. Because we need to be used by God. God is so good. And we need to acknowledge him. And week after week, she comes and she pulls out what God is giving her to tell you all about the word of God and how good he is to us. And I want to thank her. She don't have to do it. She take a... put aside time to spend with God, to come and share with you all. So that is a blessing in disguise. I want to thank her for just being part of this program, part of this service that we have every Wednesday night, and because God has arranged it that way. I am trusting in the Lord. You see, here, we are living for the world. She's always seen like something is going on. We even seen that men and women and people that's in the world is putting their trust on various things. I find that some is trusting in money. I find that some is trusting in houses and land. I find that some is trusting in individual people. But as I begin to move and get on the salmon of who I can trust, everybody, but I know one. You can trust God because he's trustworthy. Because why? Because he sets high and he looks low. Why? Because he don't lie. He don't steal. He don't kill. He don't do those things. But we, as in a whole, we trust him in the worldly way, in all kinds of things takes place. But here in the third chapter, Proverbs, trusting in your money? Are you trusting in your house? Are you trusting in the things that you see? You see, I trust in things I can't see because God is in the midst of the things that you can't see. You see, I trust in the Lord. So here, trust. That means that you got to put all your trust in him. You can't put just part and leave part. If God is good to you, if God has brought you out of the mud and clay and set your feet on a solid rock, you are to trust him. He never has forsaken us. He never has left us. When the times got hard, when we were down on Skid Row, we had spent all that we had. We didn't have no more. We wonder where we were gonna get our next meal from. And we went to our neighbor. And one time our neighbors would help us when we're down. But I find that the world is in a travail right now. Sometimes we go to our neighbors now and ask them for help. They says, well, I can't help you. Tell you when you're down. That's when you need help. And that's why you got to put your trust in the show man, the man that rules heaven and rules earth. And his name is God Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that sent his son 2,000 years ago to come down as a ransom for our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins. We got to put our trust in his hands. Trust in the Lord now. In the Lord, I'm going to pick this thing up here soon, and y'all going to understand where I'm coming from. The Bible didn't say trust in the Lord with just our hands. The Bible didn't say trust in the Lord with just our feet.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible didn't say just trust in the Lord with our mind. It didn't say trust in the Lord with our arms and our legs. The Bible says trust in the Lord with all our heart. Our heart. Our heart is where it germinates from. The trust in him with our heart, not part of our heart. Some of us are trusting with just part of our heart. But God says with all of your heart. And if you do that, listen, if you do that, there's going to be a great reward. There's going to be a great awakening. There's going to be a great time if you do that. Because God says, don't you lean now. We're leaning. Time and time again on our own understanding. But God says, don't do that. Don't lean on your own understanding. Understand that I am God. Besides me, there is no other. Understand that I am the way, that I am the truth. I am the bridge over troubled water. Remember now, I am the bright. I am the morning star. I am the lily in your valley. I am your strong tower. I am the bridge. I am the bridge that leads you over that trouble that you sometimes were fall in. I'm the one. Trust me. Lean on me. Lean on me. And I will. I will be a crutch for you. Lord have mercy. mercy. I will hold you up. I won't let you fall. You see when you lean. You see when you lean. You see a person that leans. If you don't watch out, you will fall. But God says, lean on me. I got you. I got you in the palm of my hand. I got my arms around you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to lift you up when you are almost falling down. I'm going to be your God if you only trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me with your whole heart. Lean on me. Lean on me. Not your own understanding, but my understanding, because my understanding is different from your understanding. I know everything. I know everything. Trust in the Lord. Commandment that God has gave us. If we would only listen to God's commandments, we would not be in a stage that we are in right now. If we would only be more obedient, things would be different. Because God loves obedience. If we would just listen when he speaks to us, we wouldn't be in the trouble we are in. But God says, don't worry, my son, my daughter. I am still God. I still love you, spite of. But here, we say we trust God. But do we love him? You got to love God to really put your trust in him. Because you got to know who he is. Mm-hmm. And you got to know who he is for yourself.
For yourself, yes.
We, as children of God, every one of us know him apart from somebody else. Because God is God. If God is for you, but if you don't know him, you don't know him, how can you trust someone that you don't know? If you even put your trust in your neighbor, if you don't know him, how can you trust him? How can you? We can't trust without knowing who he is. In the law. You see, not only that, trust brings, it gives us a place of leaning. We lean on him. We are trusting in him, and we're leaning on him on a tree, like a tree of support. You see, God is our leading post. All we got to do is just lean on him. And if we lean on him, we gonna get to know him in the process of what we are going through. You see, every now and then, hellhounds get on our tracks. Every now and then, people will scandalize you, talk about you, sweep you under the bus. People will knock you down. But I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, he's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to open doors that no man can close. He's going to come to your rescue. All you got to do is trust in him. Trust in him. He will no wise cast you aside. We got to depend on him, because who can we depend on like we can depend on God? What I'm talking about here is I have been in this world a long time, and I thought that I could depend on my friends. But when things got hard and the way seemed hard and the hill seemed hard to climb, I seek for my friends, as Job did. And my friends have left me. And I felt like I was all alone. But I stop by here to tell you tonight, when you're down and out, when you don't even see a way out, all you got to do is begin to realize that we got to seek another source of help. And our help comes from above. It comes from the Lord. That's why he told us to look to the hills. For whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, and who hath made the heavens and the earth. God is our help in the present of war. God is our help in the present time of the storm. God is our help even when sickness is knocking on our soul. God is our help because he said in his word, I'm a doctor beyond the doctors. I can heal what doctors can't heal. I can fix what doctors can't fix. Because I am the truth. The life in me. I am, he says in his word, I am the true vine in me. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. He can do anything.
Anything but faith.
But faith.
Mm.
Now as I move on, I'm moving on. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move out your way. In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
How can you acknowledge him? How can you acknowledge him?
Come on.
You got to acknowledge him with your whole heart, your mind, soul, and your body. You got to know who he is because he's God. He's all three palms. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He is God all by himself. What I'm saying here is you got to acknowledge him. Do you learn to acknowledge him? I'm going to break it down a little bit.
Come on.
We can't sit around day after day, night after night, and close up the word. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. You see, we got to study that word. We got to spend time with him. We got to have fellowship with him. We can't shut him out and think he's going to come in. You see, God says, how you, what are you talking about, preacher? Well, I know God. But God, you can't shut him out because God is not a robber. God is not a thief. God don't break down doors. God don't come in through the wonders. He told us if he stands at the door of our heart and knock, if any man here and open up the door, he will come in. That's the way God comes in. We got to let him in. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, are you letting him in right now? You got to let him into your heart. And when he come in, I know there's some dirt that's in. Side of us time and time again. Dirt that we don't sweat from the rug. But when we let him come in, he begin to do spring cleaning. He begin to clean up the dirt that we sweat from the rug. All these years, it's been coming at us. It's been eating at us. It's an eaten couch. It become begin a sore. It battles a broke out. And it's a Lord spread thing. We are swept under the rug. We got to ask God. God, let God have his way. God is sweeping us. God is cleaning us. God is bowling us. God is making us. God is doing this for us. If we let him come in, will you let him come in? Let him come in and clean what you can't clean. We thought we could, but we put it under the rug. We hid it from ourselves and thought we was hiding from God. But you can't hide nothing from God. You might sweep it under there, hide it for you from yourself. But God sees our addictions. God sees the alcohol that we are craving. God sees the drugs that we are being caught up in. God sees the doctorous ways we have. God sees our lying tongues. God sees these things. We might sweep them under the rug, but don't you know, I got a God that will pull back the curtain, pull back the rug, and expose us of all those things. God sees men, women, boys, and girls all over the world now. It's being exposed, preachers and pastors in the church. God is pulling back the rug on them. He's exposing them because they cry that I am who I am. But don't you know, God sees. God sees. That's why I put my trust in him. Where he go? Where could I go? Where could I go now if I didn't have God on my side? Let me finish this thing up here. I'm almost still. He shall direct your path. That means every footstep. That means every time you take a step, every path that you tread down is directed by God if you are, say you are. You see, if you said that I am ambassador for Christ, if I have been a new created and a new change, we are being directed, our paths, our steps is being directed by the Lord. You see, how do you know, preacher? Because the Bible in the 37th Psalm tells us that the steps of a good man is directed by the Lord. What I'm saying, what you mean good? The good man is the one that got his hand on that gospel plow and not looking back. God says if you got your hand on the gospel plow and look back, you're not fit for my kingdom. God is saying, I'm directing your path. Every step you take, every round gets higher and higher. You are getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to leave. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm marching up the King's Highway. Every round gets higher and higher. One day, I'm going to reach my destiny. I'm going to reach my destiny because Jesus says, I've already gone, prepared a place for you. And that place is a mansion on high. And in that mansion, there's rooms. You got a name on one of those rooms. When you get there, every day going to be Sunday. And Sabbath have no end. And when you get there, we're going to beat our pals. In the past, shares, we don't study war no more. When we get there, we gonna say howdy, and never goodbye. When we get there, we gonna meet our loved ones. When we get there, Jesus the Christ, the one that set high, the one that was slow, is gonna meet us at the door. He gonna say, welcome home, my sons and daughters. When we get there, he said, I made you ruler or do things down there. But now you up here, come on and up to glory. I will make you ruler over Betty. When we get there, we got to keep on, keep it on. Trust in him. Lead that to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Yes, Lord.
Trust in him.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
don't
Lord.
Give up.
Oh,
hold
Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
Unchanging hand.
Oh, yes.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Oh,
a change
Lord.
Is about to come.
Oh, Lord.
Worlds haven't seen nothing yet.
Oh, Lord.
God is going to stir these things up.
Ooh.
See, people think that this world is in bad trouble right now. They haven't seen nothing yet.
Mm.
God is not finished yet. God has just begun. God is going to turn that around. God, because what you're talking about, preacher, God said, every knee at that day shall bow, and every tongue will confess that I'm Lord of Lords, I'm King of Kings. All you got to do now, you better believe this. You better believe this. None of you, if you got doing something that's not right, you gonna confess one day because you're gonna bow. God Almighty, sit alone with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. If you want your life to be the very best, the very best that it can be, you see, I recommend you to trust in him. This is my closing. You must put your full faith in him, because faith is the substance of things not seen. Faith moves. We can't see it, but we got to believe it. You see, put your faith in God. Reject your own limit perspectives and honor God in every area of your life. And this is the heart of godly living. You submit to God's direction, knowing that he has the answer to every need and is faithful to provide it. Trust in him. And all you got to do is lean on him. All you got to do is just look to him. If you look to him, he will look to you. Right now, I'm trusting in God. I'm leaning on him. He will make your path straight if you just put your trust in him. I'm trusting in the Lord. I hope someone has really received something out of this. That's the guidance for us. Stop putting your trust in things that you see, but put your trust in the thing that is not seen. Honor the Lord. You see, we have to fear the Lord too. Because if we fear him, we would depart from all evil. Don't try to be so wise. Don't try to be so wise in your own eyes. Because God is the wise one. Keep your hands in his. There might be one that don't know God, don't know him according to their sins. I ask you right now, if you don't know him, I need you to just acknowledge him. I need you to confess with your mouth. And I need you to believe on him that he is who he says he is, that he's God all by himself, that his son was raised from the dead, and now he lives. If you said you believe, you confess him, and you believe in him, then you will be saved. And after you become saved, God will begin to do a new thing in you. God will then begin to wreck on the inside. And God begin to pick out the stuff that has been bogging you down all these years. God will do a surgical, not even leaving a scar, He woke me up, and he'll take out that mess of that you, the mess that has caused you problems. Time will give. Come to him. Come to him. Come to him. Believe on him, and he will no wise cast you aside. Come to him. Come to Jesus. Just as you are. Just as you are. He'll clean you up if you come to him. Let it just come to him right now. It there will bring peace in your life. They'll bring happiness in your life. They'll bring a change in your life. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. They will bring salvation in your life. Saved by grace. Mercy have brought me out of the dangerous calls and snares. And I am trusting in him. I am trusting in him. Most holy God, our heavenly fathers, again that we come now as we begin to go down from this place. I pray, Lord, that you would now allow these here, your listeners, to be able to understand that you are their God and they are your people. Mm. Walk with them now, Lord, as they go, Lord. Whatever they're going through right now, Lord, let them know that they are not alone. Because you said in your word, you never leave them nor forsake them. You never leave them alone. Right now, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your message here tonight. Trust in the Lord. I'm trusting in you, Lord. And I hope there are many more out there in radio land that's trusting in you. Lord, now as we begin to go down from this place, I pray that the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit will rest and rule and abide within us henceforth and evermore. And as we go, Lord, let us go in peace and study war no more. Let us put down those battle axes. Let us put down those weapons. Let us put down those things that's causing people harm. Let us cast that stuff into the sea of forgiveness where it never rises again. Let us put down even the guns and the knives and those things, Lord. Let us be able to put these things away, Lord, because there is so much trouble in the land. And Lord, we thank you that knowing that you're going to fix it after a while. In Jesus' name I pray, and for your sake I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, my wife going to say a few reasons to close us out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. People of God, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That is the only way we're going to get through these times. That is the only way we're going to get through these evil days. That is the only way we can stand. That is the only way. Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed and prosperous night. Hallelujah. May you have a restful sleep, and may your day and night be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.